What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta. Mike Bobo is still the offensive coordinator.
That's
it
not
is
right.
Dukes and Bell. We start every hour of every show with a big hearty.
Hey, man.
We're live at Twin Peaks here in Buckhead. We got some dudes hanging out, sucking down some suds. We got great-looking ladies in lumberjack outfits that want to meet you. And, yeah, man, if you missed the story, we'll talk more about it coming up as part of our strong arm story, Carl, if you like, about what's going on with Georgia. What isn't going on with Georgia? When is the story not a story that's a story?
It's a good question. It's not a story when the story apparently is not a story.
A certain former quarterback of Georgia that will remain nameless put it out earlier today that Mike Bobo was having some health issues and was going to be stepping down as OC. And then we spoke to Rusty Manziel from Dogs HQ.
Yeah.
And subsequent reports also backing up what Rusty had to say, that that's an erroneous report that Mike Bobo is actually down in South Florida recruiting. Because as Carl pointed out last hour, he's one of the best recruiters in college football. You may disagree with the game strategy, but he certainly can bring in the horses. But that's a story that's a non-starter, and a lot of folks were confused by that. We want to set the record straight to start the 5 o'clock hour for folks that were in their car.
Oh, I can't hear you, Turtle.
Sorry, Chris. Sorry. Oh, once again, they've conspired to keep Chris off the air, Carl.
Oh, these microphones, you know, mysteriously don't work at times.
Whether we're live in studio. Chris?
No, I was just going to say there's an important detail, Mike, that you forgot conveniently for our buddy Carl here. Not only was Mike Bobo recruiting in Florida, he was recruiting away a Texas recruit.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
Yeah,
for quarterback. That matter.
Yeah. Pretty good quarterback, by the way. Yeah, you can never have enough quarterbacks. That's all. That's all I'm saying. No, listen, and listen, we'll talk more about it to Mike's point as we get through the hour here. But I know we've all discussed the issues with Georgia's offense this year. And I just think there were a multitude of things. I do not think that Bobo is the issue. Mm-hmm. But I'm just glad to hear, like, there's not a health issue. And that, to me, was the part. That's the issue.
Right.
Like, guys step away, you know, all the time. But when you start talking about somebody's health, man, that was a concerning thing. But that's good to hear.
But again, we talked with Rusty Manziel, and I was asking questions about, you know, the offensive line. Things, we'll get more into this also when we talk college football and preview the Natty coming up on Monday between the Buckeyes and the Irish, because things that Georgia were calling cards, girl, you know, hallmarks, strong in the trenches, great defense, great offensive line, putting guys in the first round of the NFL. That's not happening this year, and that's why Georgia's watching this championship game on Monday. More on that coming up at 5:20 in the Strong Arm Story brought to you by John Foy. Falcons still looking for DCs, and apparently, Carl, the net is it's a wide cast, and that's fine. I mean, you can't do anything just yet other than maybe block somebody from hiring a guy you're interested in, as eventually coaches will get hired in this process for the openings around the NFL, whether it's the Jets or the Jaguars, the Bears, etc., Cowboys too. But one story we have is the Falcons interviewed Grady Brown, defensive coordinator opening. He is a Steelers secondary coach, and as Chris pointed out last hour, apparently his input in the secondary apparently helped them exponentially in Pittsburgh.
Well, listen, I think you're bringing in, and I don't have any issues with this, you bring in all these different guys who've impacted different organizations around the NFL, see what they maybe can add or what they tell you. Right. Had a guy hit us up. He's a loyal listener. His name's Chris Martin. No, not that Chris Martin. But he said, fellas, you know, you're talking about these interviews. What are they doing them? And I just hit him back on social media and said, listen, these interviews are in depth. This is not a, hey, how you doing? How's the wife? Okay, we'll call you. These interviews can go on hours, sometimes days. Okay, the Belichick thing was it was days. It's 2-3 interviews. So there's
one of those occurred on Arthur's yacht.
That's right. Yeah. So all these things might come out, and a lot of it is exactly what you think it is. What's your plan? What happened to you last time you got fired? Why'd you get fired? Who's your staff? What kind of players do you like? You name it, because you're trying to gather all this information. And if you're saying, well, they don't know all this stuff about these guys, it's not that. I'm not paying you $5 or $8 million if I can't talk to you face to face and you sell me on how you're going to change my franchise.
Well, one thing for certain, guys, with all the job interviews that go down, it's a great question that our listener asked us on Twitter. We don't say X. Whatever goes on in these interviews, 90% of NFL owners get it wrong, because otherwise guys would keep their jobs. So it's funny, you and I, a guy said, what goes on in these meetings? I said, well, whatever Eric Bieniemy did, it's wrong, because he couldn't get hired to save his life. And we talked about certain guys, and it's amazing. I'll be interested to see if he was considered to be aggressive and old school kind of guy. And in an era we live now, guys are reading books during, you know, when they're on the sideline, A.J. Brown. And we know that this is a softer generation, Anthony Richardson tapping out. It just is what it is. You know, it's just a different vibe. But I do wonder if Brian Flores and the things that came out about what Tua Tagovailoa had said preseason, is that maybe something that if you're the Bears, and God knows how the Bears think, because they're a train wreck too, but do the Bears say, you know, he's a little hard on Tua. I don't know if that's the right temperament as we're trying to develop Caleb Williams. And by the way, with all due respect to Brian Flores, if I'm the Bears, I'm calling Ben Johnson and Ben Johnson only. I've got to get an offensive piece to go get my number one first overall pick fixed. This isn't Mitchell Trubisky. You know, this isn't, you know, you want to take it back to all the Bears' horrible decisions at quarterback. You've got to get this guy to look like Jaden Daniels, like, next day.
Yeah, Mike, I'll say this, too, about these owners over the years and whether they get it wrong or guys ultimately are not the right guy. You go into these meetings, and sometimes these owners have tunnel vision.
Oh, yeah. It's a two-way street.
It is.
Yeah.
And for years, okay, because you didn't have people who didn't look like you or people who didn't think like you interviewing them, you had a vision of the kind of coach that you wanted, and that was the kind of guy you were going to hire. Now this is what the NFL is trying to do. Hey, talk to everybody. Let's see where this goes. Somebody might impress you. Guys, I got to tell you, and I've heard this from Mike Tomlin, nobody thought he was getting the job when the Steelers interviewed him. Nobody. And he went in there and blew the Roonies away, and he's been there 17 years. Now, we can talk about the latest playoff stuff, but the point is, that's part of it. The owners are like, this is the kind of guy I want. And all of a sudden, you meet a guy who blows you away, and you go, damn, he's really impressive, and I think he can do a great job.
Well, I'll take you back to, Dan Reeves gets fired in 2003. And this is the year that Mike Vick gets hurt, and some of these events were beyond his control. And remember, Arthur also inherited Dan Reeves.
He did.
And I still think that Dan Reeves could have done some things with Mike Vick had he been given the opportunity, and maybe things would have changed. It would have been different. Jim Mora Jr., the way it was reported to me, comes in and with a PowerPoint presentation, and he's slick. But, I mean, who was clamoring for Jim Mora Jr., the defensive coordinator for the 49ers team that wasn't doing anything back then? And he becomes our head coach. And he was considered a player's coach, and much was made of his vibe with some of the players. And at the end, it didn't pan out. Bobby Petrino on the other side. That was a Rich McKay hire. We bring in Bobby Petrino. Now, here's the thing. On paper, we're talking head coach, not, you know, assistants.
But, sure, sure.
But Bobby Petrino, in a perfect world, I remember on the radio me and Steak Shapiro talking about this, and I said, man, he's a great offensive coach. Whatever you think Petrino is or isn't, he is a really good offensive coach at Louisville.
And he has been.
And imagine him with Mike Vick and Roddy White and all the weapons we've got. This is going to be pretty exciting. And then we get here, of course, Bobby Petrino didn't sign on for Mike Vick going to Leavenworth.
Right.
You know, and Bobby Petrino had a charisma bypass at birth, and we later found out an ethics bypass. But it's all start to your point. How do these coaches and these general managers, the owners, get it wrong? It starts with this process. You know, did we get it wrong with Raheem Morris? Raheem Morris was maybe a safe, comfortable fit because of his experience here. But they talked out of the Belichick thing. Well, you know, these are all part of the conversation. Getting back to the D.C., Jimmy Lake was a bad hire. Call it what it was. Jimmy Lake was a bad hire. Now you've got to reboot. And I wonder, is the general manager more involved in this process than Terry?
So Falcons have just put out, they've interviewed Steve Wilks for their defensive coordinator.
That's what's coming up next week.
Apparently it just happened 10 minutes ago.
All right.
That they finished up, should I say, which is great. And I really like Steve Wilks, and I think he's a great candidate. But I don't know, Mike. I think when coaches feel like they know coaches, you have to trust their decision-making. And then when they get it wrong enough times, it costs them. That's the NFL. Like, you can tell me that the general manager doesn't have the coaching relationships with other coaches in the league like Raheem Morris. He's been doing this, you said it, 30, right. 25 years. They know everybody. They know who the up-and-coming guys are. They know who's hot. So you got to trust.
I think the reaction from around the league when Raheem got hired, everybody was so excited for him. He deserved a second chance. Okay.
But you got to trust, like, hey, okay, you know a guy. I'm going to trust you to go ahead and bring this guy in. If it doesn't work, you get a couple of those. But at some point, then it starts to turn on you. And so Raheem, you know, I don't think he was ever getting fired for making the choice for Jimmy Lake. It just was a bad look because of the way the season went.
Right. Now, again, you're going to bring in two guys who never done the job before at the NFL level. And you and I talked about this yesterday. I think we all assume Zach Robinson will be okay. Because based on the history with Rams assistants, generally they hit the ground running. Good things seem to happen. And we like the idea of, especially the fact at the time, Kirk Cousins was going to run the offense he ran with O'Connell that the Rams run in L.A. that Zach was going to then subsequently run here in Atlanta. But getting back to Steve Wilks, you and I went on a deep dive yesterday about the year of the Super Bowl and whether it was Bosa saying that they weren't really prepared for – I love that soundbite. We're really prepared for Mahomes' ability to – you weren't prepared for Mahomes' ability to scramble? Okay. I mean, maybe Bosa was in his bag. He didn't set the edge, you know, or contain, however you want to call it, with a mobile quarterback. But either way, I thought Steve Wilks' reputation is pretty solid around the league. I wouldn't have a problem with that. Dennis Allen interviewed with the Colts. I would like to see the Falcons talk to Dennis Allen.
I agree. Listen.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
And Mike, you said it. I mean, as a DC, he's solid. He takes over with the Saints. Okay, as the head coach, not so much. But I don't think, again, go ask Sean Payton. I don't think anybody would tell you that Dennis Allen can't be a really good defensive coordinator. So I'm with you. I talked to all these guys, and a guy just asked me, Kevin was like, Duke, you think this is going to wrap up anytime soon? No. They're going to continue to talk to candidates, and then they're preparing their short list, and we probably won't get this, my guess is, Mike, until after the championship game. That's my guess.
Right.
That's where I think some of this may play out. And that all depends on if it's a guy that is not coaching, you know.
Right.
So there may be somebody you want to talk to that may still be, you know, involved in this stuff.
It could be somebody on the staff, to your point, on these teams that are still out there. Look, whoever comes in, it's a tough task.
It is.
I mean, this is not a good deal. Guys, by any metric, any measurable, second to last in the NFL in sacks, linebacker core that doesn't seem to fit a 4-3 or a 3-4, if we're honest, some aging pieces that you may have to move on for. We already talked yesterday about, look, Judon's gone, Simmons is gone. Maybe D. Alford comes back if he can't get traction. Some of these guys are going to explore free agency. You know, Mike Hughes, I think we got the secondary argument right this last summer. Remember we kept saying, what are you doing with the secondary?
Well, you know what? I thought it was going to be better, Mike, and we got two dudes. We got A.J. and Bates.
That's it?
Like, seriously. Now, you have obviously some rotational guys. I love Clark Phillips' attitude. It's too small, man.
Right.
Like, he has issues with bigger dudes, and we've seen that happen now in the NFL. In college, you can get away with some of that.
Right.
Not in this league. You can't put him out there against Mike Evans.
Whether you want to
buy.
In a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.